Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Ace Cosby's Joke of the Day, plus Floyd, sucking toes, snakes, and pizzas. It's all coming up next.
Cheating heart will make you weak. You'll try and try and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole day through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Oh Lord, yeah.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been missing it for quite some time and it's back. That's right. This is no joke. This is the Ace Cosby Joke of the Day.
It's more informational.
Okay.
For example, what weighs more, a gallon of water or a gallon of butane? Water. Butane's a lighter fluid.
I was actually thinking.
I was too.
I don't know. Usually it's feathers and water. I had no idea.
Words are fun, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, it's the Track Phone Hotline.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Boy. Right, Happy New Year.
Have enjoyed your butane program. Candy gives me heartburn when we cook on it. I heard y'all saying Sharon Stone's back on Bumble.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, Sharon Stone, the famous actress, apparently trying to find a man on the Bumble app.
Mm-hmm. I kicked the shine with that news. Boys, I don't know about you, but that kind of makes me want to get my stinger hat. It sure be nice to do her regular.
Yeah.
Or dog fashion. I've always said dog fashion makes the most sense on the couch.
Sure.
Each got a part in it, you know. As guys, we should be pushing the wheelbarrow. And gals, all you have to do is kind of keep your head on the swivel. You know? Look out for cops. But there's a name of, I tell it like this, Bumble don't make a lot of sense if you ask me.
Why?
That's the same with Hooters, Tom, on the count. When I go there, they ought to rename it Hardee's. Boy, not to say time's flying already, but did you know this week the king of rock and roll turns 85?
Oh, boy.
I speak for all of us when I say there'll never be another Elvis. Good night.
Another Elvis.
I choked up at the end there.
Well, he did.
Yeah, well, he's a big fan.
He probably thinks he's still alive in Michigan somewhere.
Adds an extra L.
Elvis, I get whatever. Thank you very much, Floyd. We return now to the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk with Christy Lee. What else is happening?
Well, Florida police are saying a Bradenton man woke up on Christmas Eve to find an intruder sucking on his toes. An incident report states that upon waking up, the victim asked the suspect what he was doing.
What
and
are you
in
doing?
Response, the intruder said
no.
I was there to suck toes.
Well, all right.
There you go.
Deputy said the pair fought. Till the victim was able to force the intruder out of his home.
This is Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Well, there's no pleasing this man. What's wrong with a good toe sucking?
Allegedly broke one of the house's windows and damaged the victim's car windshield before fleeing.
Oh.
According to the report, DNA samples were taken from the victim's toes. So if you're living in Southwest Florida, you might be on the lookout for a toe
Christmas
sucker.
Eve.
Wow.
Yikes.
Sounds like a bad pervo movie where you'll be visited by three pervy ghosts.
Yeah.
This sounds... I'm
sad.
I'm skeptical here.
You think they know each other, don't you?
Why would
you
does.
This up?
I can tell by looking at him.
I don't know. But you don't break into someone's random... You get your brains blown out.
Well...
That's part of the...
It must be part of the thrill.
Yeah.
And why a guy?
I'm very skeptical.
If Christmas Eve is a good, if you're going to suck somebody's toes, Christmas Eve is a good night for it.
Why?
Why?
Well, you know, the stockings are hung. They're not on his feet, so he can.
In a way, that deserves a laugh. I guess it does deserve a laugh. It's there. It's there.
It is there, yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just taking this thing too seriously. I think that these guys probably know each other. Do you wear socks to bed, Josh?
No. Who does that?
I do.
I do every now and then.
I do every now and then.
Ace, you wear socks to bed?
Till my feet warm up.
Do you wear sweatpants?
No, I sleep naked.
Didn't we have a
naked but only socks?
Whoa.
Just socks and nothing else?
Nothing but socks?
Yeah, I'm a Nedley. Thanks for putting that vision in my brain.
I guess it comes in handy if you need to, you know, unload. You got one right there in the chamber.
Yeah, you can just take it off.
Have a story where Christy said the human body, you fall asleep faster if your feet are warm, right?
I had always heard it was real bad for you to sleep with socks on, though.
Well, I heard that you're wrong.
Oh, you're going to hear that a lot.
Okay.
Wow, this story just is so creepy.
You like having your toes sucked?
No.
By a person you know?
No, by no one. No one touches my toes.
Not even by your lover?
No one touches my toes.
Is it because they would cut her mouth? Because they're talon-like toes? You have giant bird feet?
Have you ever had somebody else's toes in your mouth?
No.
No.
God, no.
No.
Things happen in the throes of passion.
Sure. Really, their feet have been on the floor.
Not after a good bath.
My dogs are on the floor. My dogs walk through the yard and walk through. No.
Somewhere your dog is looking at the radio saying, what the hell did we do?
I have a guest dog at my house right now.
Oh, God.
It's pretty chaotic at my place.
I bet.
You love it.
A guest dog.
Yeah.
How long is the guest dog staying?
4 months.
Jesus.
Well, that's, no, you know what that's called? Your dog.
No, it's called fostering. Yeah.
I'll walk him, bring
you
him
know,
over.
You know, yeah, give Pat a treat. Let him walk your dog.
She's a good girl. She's a good girl. She doesn't have to be in a leash. She just stays right there. More or less.
She old?
Yesterday we were out and all of a sudden she saw some of our neighbors and decided she had to go say hi.
Oh, okay.
But she's very sweet. She doesn't jump or anything.
Not on a leash. You just walk them without a leash.
Two of the three don't need a leash. They just stay right there. Hmm. The third one has... an issue. She gets about 100 yards away and then goes, wait a second, I could keep going that way.
Look, over there.
Why don't you use a leash then?
I'm working on it. No, not for two of them. They're fine. They stay right there.
Well, how does the third one?
The third one's on a leash. The third one's on a leash. The other two don't have to be.
So how does the third one get away to run away if she's on a leash?
Well, I let her off occasionally. Get some exercise.
So this is pretty much a description of your everyday life.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened here.
Okay. In any event, just sweet girl doggy.
All right.
They're very good.
So you have three dogs.
Yeah, and then our fourth one's at doggy camp.
What?
Doing what?
Is that the newest one?
No, he's being trained.
Reprogrammed?
Reprogrammed, yes.
There was the Manchurian puppy?
Yes, yes. Two of them.
Queens are all gone, man.
I'll get a picture of these two. They're almost exactly the same looking, so you can't tell which one's which.
Do you have different collars on them?
Well, no, that's the problem. They both have pink collars because they're girl dogs.
Well, why don't you get them different collars?
Hang on a second.
God. In case you missed the first part of this story, the reason she gets off her leash is because he lets her off her leash.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the reason they all have pink collars is because
he put pink collars on.
Right. No, it's Kelly's mom's dog and just happens to have a pink collar.
So 4 months, huh?
Yeah.
Little pink collars for you and me.
I'll bring her in tomorrow. She'd be fine.
Oh, you can't have dogs, remember?
No, be your ass, man. Don't do that.
I'll bring her in. She'll have a nice morning.
No. Well,
if you bring your dog
we would love
in,
it.
I'll bring my dog
I'll
in.
I'll bring my dog in. We'll have a dog party.
Then chaos will ensue.
Bring a cobra in if you bring
a snake
in.
Speaking of snakes.
Why do I know you're a snake guy?
Do you watch Guardian of the Glades?
Raymond, the queens are all gone. Oh,
I'm sorry, what now?
Do you watch the show Guardian of the Glades?
No, Everglades type thing?
Yeah, they hunt the pythons.
Oh, man, it's a problem. Yeah, they're invasive. Yeah.
Is this like when they were hunting the crocodiles or alligators?
Yeah, they hunt pythons down there.
And they don't know how to grab them. No, they get the. You ever watch the alligator show?
No.
They get it by its neck and pull it up into the boat, and they shoot it in the head.
Right. I mean, they put the shotgun or the rifle right.
And they
on
always
the head.
Go, boy, that was close.
Yeah, they do.
Right up until you killed it, I was concerned.
Doesn't it shoot a hole in the bottom of the boat?
No, it's over the water.
Oh, okay. Just asking.
Well, the one I saw the other day.
Well, Earl, we got him, but we're sinking.
Yep, we're going down. Here comes his family.
This guy in the Everglades grabs his python, and it's wrapped around its neck. And the cameraman, how long do you go?
Before you set the camera down?
Dead or it's a bad TV. It was so scary.
I'm a journalist. I am not participating. I'm only an observer. Whatever happens, happens.
The guy looked like he was dying. Well, a North Carolina couple discovered a snake baking in their oven.
Oh.
Ms. Amber Helm told the Raleigh News and Observer she and her husband Robert were heating up a frozen pizza for dinner on Monday, the 30th of December, when the oven began to smoke and give a horrible smell. Amber said she opened the oven and found the dead snake inside.
Oh, no.
She took their two sons out to eat while her husband, what a guy, stayed behind to deal with the reptile.
Oh, boy.
According to Robert, he said, I put the oven on self-clean after I pulled that crispy critter out.
Huh.
Poor snake.
I guess the snake measured about 18 inches in length.
It's snake and bake, and I held. That's a television commercial that set back relations with our Southern friends. Decades. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I remember. I was a kid,
snake
but I remember.
Nah.
Oh, yes.
How did a snake get into their oven?
Crawled.
Poor thing. Now, what's that we're looking at, Chick?
Snake meat, Cambodian style.
Oh, yeah. They'll eat a snake, won't they?
Oh, snake on a stick. Look at that.
Yeah. Huh. You strip the skin and
aren't they?
Eating.
Aren't they bone?
No, we don't want to see the preparation.
No, come on, see, look.
No. Aren't they bony?
They've got at least one. The spine.
Don't have bones; they're all muscle.
They have a backbone. They're all backbone.
They have.
You think they're all cartilage like sharks?
Yes, they're all.
They have a bone.
They're muscles.
They have a backbone.
They have a vertebra. They're a vertebra.
And a skull.
So you have to.
What are you saying now? Wait a minute. What?
They got eyes.
So I'm sorry. So these people are cooking a pizza.
Yeah.
There happened to be a snake in the oven they didn't know about.
Right.
Oh, that's sad. So. How did it get in there?
It crawled in.
Yeah, it must have crawled in.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's so scary.
No, it's not. It's dead. It's not going to hurt you.
Would you rather eat the snake pizza or one of those pizzas with pineapple on it? I think I'd probably eat the snake.
Snake pizza.
I don't mind the pineapple.
Really?
Yeah. Ham and pineapple.
Why don't you move to another country then? Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I need to.
I think pizza. Pineapple pizza is not American.
Top three topics, pizza, go.
This is
easy. Top three?
Top three.
Is cheese already included?
Yes. Cheese is understood, you weirdo. God.
If you're going to keep this up. Sauce, cheese, and crust are all given.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Music, please. Top three pizza topics.
These things have to be on my pizza. I love them. Green pepper, mushroom, and I like a ham.
A whole ham? What?
Yes, what? I like a whole ham on my ham on my pizza.
He likes a whole ham, Pat. That's right. It's kind of like a giant burrito.
No pepperoni, no sausage.
No, I'm fine with those things. But my favorite,
ham.
Yeah.
Green pepper.
Ham.
And green pepper and mushroom. I love green pepper and mushroom on pizza.
Christy, I'm going to
sausage, mushroom.
Oh, very good. Me too.
That's a good combo, yeah.
I don't believe that.
That's the truth.
I like a cauliflower crust.
I do. I do like a cauliflower crust.
Dust on it.
A little pesto.
A little margarita pizza's nice.
And then I just water it all down.
No tomatoes.
Leaf of basil.
Mock, if you will.
Tom, your favorite three toppings?
Boy, I'd have to go sausage, sausage, mushroom, and then maybe an alternate type of cheese, something special.
Alternate?
Oh, I see.
You mean like some aged Havarti?
Some Gouda?
smuggled over in a beer sign from
some
Sweden.
Provolone.
Finest cheese.
Bonus cheese. I'm a big fan. Something a little unusual. What are yours? What are your toppings, Chief?
I can't.
You can't participate in your own game.
You started it.
Okay. You like pepperoni, right?
Pepperoni. Oh. That's the only cheese and pepperoni. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Anything else is an abomination.
Nothing else. Interesting.
Ace, you're the big pizza guy. You eat pizza almost every night, right?
A couple times a week. Sausage, mushroom, pepperoni, maybe some ham.
There you go. You're like a meat lover.
Pepperoni and sausage?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Oh, I thought you said spam. Yes.
You can get a meat lover's.
Yeah, meat lovers. You've heard of that? Yeah.
What's that, meat lovers?
You don't eat pepperoni sausage at the same time?
No.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's good.
No, what? Terrible. Pepperoni sausage, all the meat?
It's like he's never heard of this before.
Remember, how old were you when you had delivery pizza for the first time?
Oh, God, I don't know. 25.
That's 25.
You grew up very differently than almost anyone living right now.
Yeah, I don't know. But now my pizza delivery guy, he's no longer doing it. But Christy and I had the same pizza delivery guy.
He's no longer delivering your house.
Yeah, I'm not going over there.
He's making quite a living.
We had the Russian dude. Mm-hmm. Very nice man.
Where's this one going? Griswold. Not it.
You have pizza now.
I'd invite him in. Love the dogs. Nice guy.
You invited him in?
Sure.
Poor bastard. Terrified, probably. This weirdo.
Christy and I had the same pizza delivery guy.
I remember exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah. Was he hot, Christy?
No.
Oh.
Older guy.
Older gentleman. Thank you.
Christy, have you ever attempted to seduce a pizza man?
Couldn't say no.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
It never occurred to you? You just open the door and flirt with a love at first sight. You go, oh, man.
No.
Maybe you want to.
Who's delivering your pizzas?
Oh, some very hunky men.
I want to move to your neighborhood.
You'll like this. I had most of my family at this condo that we rented. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And we would cook on some nights. My son Sam especially he's a great cook. But there'd be 12 people there. So it was very tough to go out to restaurants because it's the peak season. We like a table for 12 or whatever. So many occasions I would walk over to this pizza place, which is, half a mile away or whatever, and pick up a few pizzas. So I'm walking through the hotel lobby wearing a really nice ski jacket. And as it happened, I was wearing, I still had on my ski stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the special ski bib and all that stuff. I'm walking through the lobby of this very crowded hotel. And this guy is in line checking in. He goes, excuse me, son, is that for 226?
Son.
This guy's just mistaken me for a pizza boy. I'm wearing a ski outfit. What the hell? What kind of idiot?
Who was the guy? Bernie Sanders? Yeah. What the hell? Well, think you're a pizza guy.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why?
Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes,
y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said, because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.